with BookBeat. I'm Don Swain. Don't trust the experts. That's the conclusion of Victor Nevesky and Christopher Cerf in their book, The Experts Speak, which shows how the people who are supposed to be in the know have been wrong in just about every field, from sex to literature. An example. Victor Nevesky reads a review of an important children's book.
We fancy that any real child might be more puzzled than enchanted by this stiff, overwrought story.
That was about Alice in Wonderland in 1865. Then there was this conclusion about Charles Dickens in the review of London, 1858.
Our children will wonder what their ancestors could have meant by putting Mr. Dickens at the head of the novelists of his day.
About the poet Emily Dickinson, incoherent, formless, oblivion lingers.
This was the editor of the Atlantic Monthly in January 1892.
And this characterization of Nobel Prize winner William Faulkner, a minor talent.
Clifton Fadiman, who wrote that for the New Yorker in 1936.
Victor Nevesky says the Southerly Quarterly said this about Herman Melville in 1851.
Moby Dick is sad stuff, dull and dreary or ridiculous, and his mad captain is a monstrous bore.
The San Francisco Examiner, 1889.
Well, I'm sorry, Mr. Kipling, but you just don't know how to use the English language.
The publisher, a popular library.
Jonathan Livingston Seagull will never make it as a paperback.
The Paris Review said this to writer John Irving.
The story is only mildly interesting, and it does nothing new with language or with form. Thanks for showing it to us, though.
Well, so much for The World According to Garp. The Experts Speak, a definitive compendium of authoritative misinformation gathered by Victor Nevesky and Christopher Cerf. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. Ask the experts, and you are bound to get the wrong answer. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. That's the conclusion of Victor Nevesky and Christopher Cerf, who set out to write a serious study about the experts. But Nevesky found...
We couldn't find any experts who were right.
There are those who argue that the experts are right at least half the time, but...
It's just that we couldn't find any.
In their book, The Experts Speak, Nevesky and Cerf trace all the misinformation handed to us in just about every field, science to politics. Nevesky warns about the cluster effect.
When all of the experts cluster and seem to agree on something, then you know they've got to be wrong.
For example,
in 1948, Newsweek ran the headline, 50 experts unanimously agree that Thomas E. Dewey will be the next president of the United States. Wrong.
Nevesky says another thing to be wary of while listening to the experts, when they brand something as a fad, doubt it.
For example, in June of 1955, Variety, leading show business publication, said, rock and roll is just a fad. It'll be gone by June.
On the other hand, the experts never described CB radio as a fad, and it was. Nevesky says the people in the know are particularly vulnerable when it comes to war and weaponry.
They predict that dynamite will cause the end of war, that the rifle will cause the end of war, the submarine will cause the end of war, the airplane will cause the end of war.
Or the reverse. Nevesky says even the most revered among us can be wrong.
Abraham Lincoln said, people will little note, no long remember what was said here. That was the first sentence of the most famous speech in the history of this country, the Gettysburg Address.
Victor Nevesky, who with Christopher Cerf is responsible for The Experts Speak, a definitive compendium of authoritative misinformation. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain.